This morning I'll offer a couple hobbies I have. It's odd that I'm not a big fan of lawyers. I don't know if many people have heard that before. I think it's good in our law and courts and whatnot, but I absolutely have a hobby of just those stories, whether it's TV or movies or books, about just the court process. I'll be honest, there was a CD, a 5-DVD series on O.J. Simpson. It was about 10 hours, and I basically watched the whole thing. Very odd for me, but Law and Order as a television, or other books, just as a hobby, not in the real world, but, you know, kind of television or movies or whatever. But it's always been really curious to me in our country how the law works with lawyers and judge and, you know, the depositions. And I mean, it's just powerful on how our law goes down. Now, the nice thing in our television and whatnot, a whole court might take an hour, right? You know, the criminal, the crime, what happens, and boom, it's done. Well, in real life, it takes a long time. But I just bring that up this morning because we have a court in the Bible of Susanna and in our gospel of Jesus Christ. He experienced kind of the court of the Pharisees or the scribes. I just want to show, because again, we all have our different hobbies, and mine is odd, but we have courts in the Bible, and we have laws in the Bible, and judgment, and the biggest word to read and listen to these readings, it's about testify, or to be testified. Words that we use today in our language for our law. But you heard about Susanna, who had two elderly judges that were lusting against Susanna. And they had this whole corrupted system where, hey, we have two of us, and we can, in our law, we can lie. And we can have her died and killed because we can just say that she had lust with another person. And this great story, again, and thank you for reading it nice and long, about Daniel that comes in and said, well, I'm not going to take this junk. I mean, what tree did you sit under? That's all you needed to do a good law. And then we have Jesus in the gospel, and we can choose our readings a little different if it was different than the books you're reading. But they were asking Jesus, the Pharisees were telling Jesus, he can't verify what he's teaching because you have to have at least two men, two people. And this is all fine. Finish the Mass homily this morning. Jesus said, if in your law it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified, I testify on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. Jesus' witness, the person to witness for him, was God. I mean, how do you lose that court, right? How can you lose that? So there's a really cool readings this morning just about the different parts of the law and those that are truthful and those that are sinful. So when you find these in the Bible, just jump into them. They're unreal. Susanna, the story, and Jesus, as we hear in the gospel, throughout and out, and we'll hear in our psalm, our Sunday for the psalms, and for the Psalm Sunday, as well as the Passion. It's like a court. And let's be with our Lord, grow with Him, pray for Him, and worship Him.